Ask folks in Decatur what they think about the charges against Burl Ellis, and you'll often get the same answer.
Not surprised, to be perfectly honest.
Honestly, I'm kind of not surprised.
Not too surprising, actually.
That was Eduardo Wood, Tanya Jones, and Paul Carney. Carney says that political corruption has unfortunately become the norm.
You get a little bit jaded over time with politics in general, and you almost unfortunately come to expect things like this where people benefit, or they have friends benefit, or it's, you know, one hand helping the other.
Though there are people like Joe Vignotti who say it's too early to pass judgment.
I mean, we're a country that's based on innocent until proven guilty, so I can't really say yay or nay until I hear what the facts are, and then you'll go from there.
A three-member panel headed by Attorney General Sam Owens will decide whether or not to remove Ellis from office. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.